Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America. In a study, the Old Testament apostasy can lead a nation to self-destruct. Will America mend its ways and return to God? Author Philip Wittig recognized events that led God to rendering his righteous judgment against ancient Israel. He saw similar events occurring in the United States that led him to ask the question, will these events also lead God to declare his righteous judgment against the United States? His goal is to help the reader connect the dots, understand and respond to this extremely important issue of saving America. Philip Wittig, author of Apostasy Can Lead a Nation to Self-Destruct, Will America Mend Its Ways and Return to God, is joining us on This Week in America. Phil, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you so much.
Looking forward to this discussion. Well, yeah, looking forward to this very important discussion. And you pose so many questions in the book, Apostasy Can Lead a Nation to Self-Destruct. Were the founding fathers actually Christians? That's a very interesting question you ask during the course of the book. Were the founding fathers actually Christians?
I believe they were. But I think first of all, I need to limit the founding fathers to the 55 delegates that were in the Constitutional Convention. This group of men carried the burden of drafting the Constitution, and I believe it was a well-written document. I believe that God inspired them and blessed their work, and they represent the religious sentiments of those that shaped the political foundations of our country. And for more information on this, go to Chapter 1, and you'll see which denominations were included.
And that's in the book, Apostasy Can Lead a Nation to Self-Destruct. Will America Mend Its Ways and Return to God? Philip Wittig is the author. That's Wittig. We'll give you information throughout the program where you can actually get information and purchase a copy of the book. Historical records claim the largest group of the founding fathers are Christians who were influenced by deism, including John Adams, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin. What are some of your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I have to look at the definition of deism. Deism is defined as the belief that God exists and created the world, but thereafter assumed no control over it or the lives of people. And my concern, this is not the God of the Bible that I know. The Bible is a continuing series of studies or stories about how God influenced the people, anointed the people to carry out his plan, and used his creation to accomplish his will. Now, I know that Benjamin Franklin was always considered a deist, but I probably beg to differ with that, because at the Constitutional Convention, the session had been in session some time without any apparent progress, and at this point, Benjamin Franklin rose and chided the convention with these words, and I quote, "In the beginning of the contest with Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayers in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of superintending providence in our favor, or do we imagine we no longer need his assistance? I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs the affairs of men. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on the deliberation be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed from business." End of quote. I can't hardly believe that sounds like a deist. I think he's making a statement here of a God of action. And I won't, also in Chapter 1, as I deal more with a statement from George Washington, And that's another statement that leads me to believe that Washington's God was the God of action and power. And so I can't necessarily agree with that particular statement.
With us on the program, Philip Wittig. That's W-I-T-T-I-G. His website is pwittig.com. You can link onto it, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is available at his website at Amazon. The book is Apostasy Can Lead a Nation to Self-Destruct. Will America Mend Its Ways and Return to God? The delegates to the Constitutional Convention, those who claim to be practicing Christians, belong to a number of different denominations, including Catholicism. Does the denomination matter?
I believe that when Christians, regardless of denomination, come together for deliberation, and it begins with prayer, seeking God's guidance during their deliberation, that the will of God will be accomplished and that they will be successful in their deliberation. And I think that explains my position on this.
In what ways are we defying God? And you've got some examples. Is it by approving same-sex marriage, abortion, racial discrimination, unrestrained capitalism, unethical technology? In what ways are we defying God, do you feel?
Well, the one that's most important, I think, that is not mentioned here is the fact that in 1962, the Supreme Court ruled to expunge God and His Word from our public schools and gradually from other areas of our society. And so I consider this a national sin moving down the treacherous road of apostasy. And then about 10 years later, in 1973, then the Supreme Court ruled on abortion and said it was authorized to murder unborn babies, and since that time we've had 60 million unborn babies murdered. And then on into 2015 is when the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage is valid in all or nationwide. And there again, this is an affront to God, because He's defined marriage as a lifelong conjugal relationship with one man and one woman. And this is national sin, is abomination, because it is detestable to God, because same-sex marriage relationship is inconsistent with His created order. And then the other side of this is that the Supreme Court began the process of expunging God from and Holy Scripture from our public education system. And since then, the United States public education system has produced a number of generations of young people who have not received any exposure to God and His commandments. Therefore, those individuals have never developed any spiritual resistance to Satan's temptations of greed and power. This has led to the accusation of unrestrained capitalism and unethical technology. And here again, I have to quote Robert Winthrop, who was Speaker of the House of Representatives, when he said, and I quote, "Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet," end of quote. And so carry this on. It's my contention the above Supreme Court decision has had and will continue to have many unintended negative consequences for America. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
I could probably give you several dozen examples of unintended negative consequences if I had the time.
And you'll have the time, if you read the book, Apostasy Can Lead a Nation to Self-Destruct, Will America Mend Its Ways and Return to God? The author is Philip Wittig, W-I-T-T-I-G. His website is pwittig.com. Book's available at Amazon. Of course, you can link on directly to Phil's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Are you concerned that liberalism is creeping into various Christian churches?
Well, I'll say this. I think that liberalism has likely already gained foothold in some Christian churches. That is primarily because church clerical leaders have failed to teach and explain the true Word of God to their members. And I believe that those leaders will be accountable to God on Judgment Day for their failure. And the thought of that should probably make them shudder.
What does it mean that human beings are created in the image of God? Explain what that means.
Well, I have to go back to chapter 1 of the creation story in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And there it says, "Then God said," and I quote, "Let us make man in our own image, in our likeness," end of quote. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female, he created them. And it's important to recognize that there are two characteristics of God. One, the first is that he's a spirit, and the second is that he is eternal. And therefore, every human being, male and female, has a soul or spirit. Hence, each person's soul is eternal and will continue to exist for eternity after the person's physical death.
With us on the program, Philip Wittig, author of Apostasy Can Lead a Nation to Self-Destruct, Will America Mend Its Ways and Return to God? It's interesting, you've sort of touched on this before, is contemporary America, the country we live in today, hostile to the Christian faith, to Judeo-Christian values in general, do you think?
Well, I think that mainstream media and numerous TV talk show hosts do take pleasure in taunting and showing hostility toward Christians and their values that we embrace. The mainstream media, I think, was delighted in hearing one of the political candidates in 2016 cast Christian conservatives as a basket of deplorables.
Philip Wittig, our guest on the program, talking about his new book, information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talked about this before, national sin. I'm curious, what's the definition between personal sin and national sin?
Well, first of all, I have to say that in the eyes of our righteous God, sin is sin, and sin must either be forgiven or punished. Personal sin is the things that if you and I, when we disobey one of God's commandments or laws, that's a personal sin. And but our God is compassionate, and he's provided the means of salvation for individuals. But on the other hand, national sins are those sins that are committed by our nation and society, like the sins I talked about with abortion and expunging God from our society. And one thing we also have to remember along this, that nations are temporary. Therefore, national sins have to be confessed and repented of and forgiven during the life of the nation, or the nation must be punished in the present time or at the time of its demise. And our gracious God said, ready to forgive even our national sins if we humble ourselves and repent of our wickedness.
Issues that you take on in the book, Apostasy Can Lead a Nation to Self-Destruct. In what ways can America return to God?
Well, I think there's only one way that that process of returning to God can begin, and that is by using the guidelines that are in Second Chronicles chapter 7, 13, and 14. And God talks about warning the people that of ancient Israel that there are three things that by that point to be take notice of: drought, locust, and plagues. These were going to be warnings to them. But I think in the 21st century, God uses a lot more warnings than that. For example, hurricanes and tornadoes and floods, wildfires we've experienced in the last year, earthquakes, volcanic eruption, terrorist attacks. And these are warnings that we Americans need to seriously consider. And so the second part of the text is that we need to turn and repent from the nation's wicked ways, and that's a giant step. It is a message to God that we're serious about completing the process of returning to Him. But this is just the beginning. And once we get to that point, the giant housekeeping cleaning task of America lies ahead. I have more details in the last chapter of my book there.
In the book, is apostasy can lead a nation to self-destruct? Will America mend its ways and return to God? Of course, you can find it at Amazon, at Philip's website, which is pwittig, WITTIG.com. A couple minutes left in the program. You talk about historical amnesia. How can America wake up from historical amnesia?
Well, I think the majority of Americans need to take up their Bibles, dust them off, and do some serious long-term study of the whole Bible. And during their study, they'll find that the people they'll be able to become aware how God has blessed America and the people. In addition, they'll learn that every generation has a divine responsibility to the following generation to pass on the marvelous story of God's blessings and the consequences of their failure to tell the following generation.
I know that you've been working with Reader's Magnet in getting the story out there, the book out there, Apostasy Can Lead a Nation to Self-Destruct. What has that experience been like in working with Reader's Magnet?
Well, it's been a new experience, and I have, by and large, enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the interview today, and thank you so much, Mr. Bratton.
Well, please call me Rick, and it's been my pleasure to have you with us on the program. The book is thought-provoking. It's a very important book. Apostasy Can Lead a Nation to Self-Destruct. Will America Mend Its Ways and Return to God? The author is Philip Wittig. Again, that's W-I-T-T-I-G. If you go to Google it, the book's available at Amazon and, of course, at Philip's website, which is pwittig.com. I'm giving you a lot of information. If you can't recall it, if you're traveling, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and all the information is there, and you can link on directly to Philip's information and to the website to get information on buying the book. Philip, it's been a pleasure. Time has gone by way too quickly. A pleasure having you with us on the program, sir. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, you're welcome, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
It is our pleasure. Once again, Philip Wittig, our guest. The book Apostasy Can Lead a Nation to Self-Destruct. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.